We're going to open our Bibles in chapter 16 of verses. We're going to read again verses 13 and 14. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. But the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. Amen. In the beginning of the chapter, we find Samuel mourning because of Saul. God say Samuel in verse 1, I will provide a king. And then God sent Samuel to the house of Jesse. And Samuel anointed David. In the first 13 verses, we have two things clear. First, God rejects the righteous king Saul. And second, God chooses the righteous king David. Now from verses 13 to 23, we have the flow of the covenant of God. And inside of this covenant, we can see the character of David and also the character of Saul. This text is a starting point of the life of David to be a king. David was anointed. And now David starts to advance in the degree of the Lord. David continues to follow the Lord like before. And his heart continues to be close to God. God has a plan for everything. He will establish his kingdom. He has a plan for your life. But the question for you tonight is, inside of this plan of God for all the mankind, are you following Saul's character or are you following David's character? The life of David is similar to one that is climbing up a stairway. Every step is higher and nearer to the goal. We're going to see two main points in our meditation. First, the character of the evils or the unbelievers. And second, the character of the Christians. The character of the evils then. The Lord did not leave David asleep for very long. David, with the hand of God, continue the flow of the covenant of God. And he passed to be first in Saul's court. If you come with me in verses 13 and 14, we have a very important moment in the kingdom of Israel. In verse 13, David was anointed. In verse 14, the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul. Saul continued rejecting the Lord, and Saul disagreed with the will of God. We can see here a picture of our times. Those that don't believe in God and reject his will. When people die here, now everyone says he or she is in a better place. But that thought goes against the Bible. Not all people that die are now in a better place. Hell is a declaration and confirmation of this attitude of rejecting God. Maybe you don't accept that God is right and you are wrong. And maybe you don't really want to follow his ways, but your ways, your desires, People today want to live their lives with no God. Hell is that. Hell is the separation of the communion of the Lord forever. A thing that people forget is that God is in hell too. The wrath of God is in hell. It is much better to fight God with our eyes full of tears of repentance of our sins than with brightness, disobedience, and rejecting Him. We see that God rejects Saul, even with the Lord give some gifts. If you see in chapter 10, verse 10, God give him Saul a spirit of prophecy, a part of being killed, of course. And a lot of people today share good things, come to the church, sing to the Lord, hear the preaching, to be in the right place. Is something good, but that will not save you. Saul was king. He could go to the temple, even he could call Samuel and seek repentance, but he continues to reject the Lord. And this is the difference between Saul and David. Soul share in the Holy Spirit, but feel away from the Lord. In David's case, whoever, the Holy Spirit live in him. David was following continually for the Spirit of the Lord unto sanctification. Can you see your life similar to David's character? David was a real Christian. He loved truly the Lord and he persevered in the faith. In verse 14, say, an evil spirit from the Lord tormented him. That doesn't mean that God is the source of evil spirits. It simply emphasizes that when the Holy Spirit withdraws from someone, that person is easy prey for Satan indeed, for his own self-destructive sinfulness. Clearly, Saul's servants see the problem. The advice of these servants were wrong. They didn't tell Saul to go to seek the advice of Samuel, the prophet of the Lord, neither to turn to the Lord in repentance and pray. They have to seek someone. Someone who could play the harp. How many times in our days is it common about Christians that they prefer to go their own ways? The Confession of Faith of Westminster says in the third question, that the Bible is the only rule of faith and obedience. The right way to be near to God is through the preaching and prayer and His Word. The servants of Saul advise him to look to someone who plays music. Today, a lot of evangelical churches give the same advice. Seek someone who play. I remember that one time I was looking for a church in a town in Spain where I live because of my job. We find a church and me and my wife, we went. The first hour was only music, was rock music, people dancing, shouting, speaking in tongues, etc. And after that, the minister started to preach. And I remember really well that he didn't Open the Bible. He invited the congregation to simulate the vision of the 70. Then all people got up and were in a line. Then I got up and I put myself in the line. And my wife still was sitting down, and she looked at me with a surprised face, saying, "Have you lost your mind?" I held her hand and the music started. We have to go round a circle to the place where we were sitting. And when we were at one side, we found a door, and I pushed my wife through the door, and we go to the exit, and we go home. And the mission of the 70 remains with 68. It is possible that we have lost our minds. David followed the word of the Lord, and the word of God was his only rule of faith and obedience. In verse 23, in the original, is really clear. The original say that Saul was relief. The translation of some versions, like RSB, maybe create some confusion because they use twice the word spirit. Saul was relief when David plays, not that Saul was enjoying the spirit of the Lord when the evil spirit apart from him. The word translate evil has a wide range of meanings, from misery to moral perverseness. This is possible and perhaps preferable to interpret the text not to mean that the Lord sent a morally corrupt demon, but rather another sort of supernatural being against Saul that caused him to experience constant of misery. Saul's problem wasn't an accident of nature. It wasn't a medical condition. It was a supernatural assault sent by the Lord because Saul disobedience. Something similar happens in the Torah. The Torah was a path of life and obedience. To disobey the Torah had some consequence of judgment. In verse 16, the remedy of the servants. We know that that remedy wasn't something new in Israel. That was something really common, that looked for something to play when a devil was in a person. But we can see that wasn't work, because the spirit attacked Saul more times. In the life of Saul, we can see two things. First, the Spirit of the Lord departed from him. And second, God also punished Saul for the sins that had caused this rejection. Saul continued in disobedience all his life. The Lord acts with the sinner in the same way. The Lord gives opportunity for repentance. And the consequence of rejecting the Lord, finally, is hell. In the Romans battles, there was a moment the Romans have the white flag, inviting for mercy to those that surrender in this minute. But after that, the Romans changed the white flag for a black flag, meaning that mercy was over. All the people here now, we have this white flag of mercy if we come to the Lord. In a minute we will die, our opportunity will be Phoenix. When we when we are looking at these tests, sometimes we think that this stuff is Sunday school stuff, and that we can learn any theology from this passage. But it's not true. Calvin speak about David and Saul. He spoke about two types of repentance. Saul, according to Calvin, was a clear case of legal repentance. And he said, he gave to us 1 Samuel 15:30. The legal repentance is wrong. The legal repentance, we can see that after find out the severity of his sins, he was fearful. Saul was scared of the wrath of God. And considering only the wrath and judgment, Saul was in shock thinking about it. And that is why legal repentance is only a door to hell. Saul started the judgment of God in his life. The evangelical repentance is right. Calvin put the example of David and others. All that were hard because of sin had joy in the confidence and mercy of God, and they were converted to God. True repentance always is joined with faith. David had this evangelical repentance. And we need to examine our lives and compare them with the Word of God. Richard Baxter speaking about our hearts, saying, our hearts are traitors. We must watch over them. The second point is the character of the Christian. Saul was still the king and will remain the throne about 10 years more. David anointed half been semi-secret, and he went back to the sheep after Samuel anointed. Even here, we can see these similitudes with Christ. Only through faith, repentance, and patience, God's children inherit his promises. David and Saul in the kingdom of Israel were two types of the Christians today. Both Saul and David were in the covenant of God, but in different ways. Saul represented those that are in the covenant of God in a external way. That means those that were privileged in their lives, like church, Christian homes. But these people don't have a personal relationship with God. David, in the contrary, represented those that are part of having these external benefits, have an internal relationship with God. And the question for you is, where are you tonight? In verse 18, we have the testimony of the servant of Saul. He said about David, the Lord is with him. The servant looking something different in David than in others. David's testimony was public. There are a lot of people that only are Christians in the church of the Lord's Day, and after they are horrible with their devils. Our testimony, like Christians, has to be good every day. God's word changed men from the interior to the exterior. Sometimes because our wickedness, it is difficult, but it is not an excuse. In the history of David's anointed, David deals first with God and after with Saul. You can see that in the first 13 verses of the chapter. But now with King Saul. While God and Samuel give confidence to David, Saul will give David pain and persecution. But this situation didn't change the character of David. The word in verse 17, provide, is the same word Yahweh used in referring to the choice of David in verse 1, provide. David's testimony of the servants of Saul was described as like a man of war, a man of good speech. David was more than only a musician. It is not that we are Christians because we have good behavior. It is the Spirit of Christ who transformed man into a new creature. And good works are the process to sanctification. Today, the evangelical world misunderstanding the word of God and the doctrine of the salvation by faith and not by works. Did they say the works in the Christian are the daughters of the modern faith? David was anointed for God's commands. We don't know how much Samuel told him, but David knew that he will be a king. When we read this text, we don't give importance to the sample of the character of David. David was insignificant in the eyes of his own family. Look in the chapter, look in the verse that we read before. Samuel called Jesse and ordained him to bring his children. And where was David? But David was with the sheep. And now, this boy started to have fame in the court of the king, power too, and probably better financial situation. And David maintained his humble character all the time. And that was not an easy task. In verse 18, you come with me, the servant spoke of David, but the servant didn't say the name of David. But in verse 19, Saul told Jesse, send me David. Then the scholars think that Saul hear the name of David before our test. Saul even know that David was with the sheep. When David was king, he continued to be humble. He was chosen by the Lord. He was anointed for the great prophet of the Lord, Samuel. He killed Goliath in the next chapter. He won a lot of victories for Israel. But his character never changed. Leading to subdue pride is the most important of all lessons in Christian character. Side pride is the one of the most serious sins. The Bible has much to say about humility. Psalm 138, verse 6, say, through the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knoweth afar off. The Bible tells us that the Christian must be free from pride. In the American Independence War, a sergeant was commanding his soldiers to transport a heavy pillar or column. He was very hard in his words with the soldiers. Come on, pull, call them names, etc. Then a man with no military uniform asked the sergeant why he didn't help. And the sergeant looked Look at him with surprise and told him, I am a sergeant. Are you sure that you are a sergeant? Answered the man. Then the man took off his jacket and hat and he said, excuse me, sergeant. And he started to help the soldiers. And this man was working really hard with the soldiers. And when the work was done, he said to the sergeant, sergeant, next time you have another job like this, and you don't have too many men, call to general, and I will come with a lot of pleasure. The sergeant was astonished. The man with no uniform was George Washington, general and boss of the American Army. We need to flee from pride. Also, it is evident that the testimony of David was very good in the eyes of Saul. In the chapter 17, verse 34, if you come with me, David tells that as a shepherd, he fights against bears and lions. Probably that was the reason why David was known as a brave man. Because David, in this moment of his life, had not been in any battle. That first experience of David in the court of Saul was something very good for David. David learned about his future office. And God prepares David like others in the Bible. The Lord always gives gifts and qualifies those that will serve him. God did not set David upon the throne immediately. After his anointing came a session of testing. In the life of our Lord Jesus Christ, after the descent of the Holy Spirit upon him, at his baptism, Christ was tempted of the evil one for 40 days. David, from the next chapter, started to fight with a lot of enemies. In this chapter, against this spirit, in the death against Goliath, fear of the evil one. Finally, David obeyed his father and went to the palace with Saul. It was also a testing of courage. It was evident that David had to know something about the danger that he could be in. But he believed. He went. Our Lord also knew really well the persecution, the pain and the rejection that he will go through. And he needed it. He wanted to come for us. And he blessed and fulfilled the will of his father. Jesse said David, God's father sends Jesus Christ. Are you following the character of David in your life? Can you feel this pain in your heart when you sin against God? Today and now is the moment of repentance. David was a great champion, poet, prophet, and king. 3,000 years later, David still lives. His memory burns brightly in the hearts of God's people. His passion and faith continues to inspire. David was a type of our Lord, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Jesus Christ is now King. Our Lord is King. And he invites you to come to his court. Whoever you are here this evening, you only need Christ in your life. Repent of your sins. I come to God's throne. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to open your word. Help us in this night to put all our sins and our pride away, because we need you in our lives. Lord, we fight against sin every day, but because of our wickedness, sometimes we fall. We know that in your Son we have salvation. We remember that your Son is humble and just. Help us to be closer to you every day. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in us. Cast us not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from us. Restore in us the joy of thy salvation. We ask you all in Jesus' name. Amen.